Welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and thank you for joining me on this broadcast. Well, I have to say, great job yesterday by my co-host Adia Wushner on Wednesdays for Women and dealing with the core truths and foundational issues, as always, as to why we must stand on those truths in our lives, our relationships, our culture, our churches, our government, in every arena. And we're called to be salt and light to do so. That's a big part of what Love and Lordship's about, and it's what Kentucky Right to Life, and you know from Family Foundation Fridays with David Walls and Family Foundation. That's what we desire to see, and we pray and hope that churches will get this and understand it's not just about what we do in those walls or what we teach right there. It's got to be lived out in every arena. That's Christ's kingdom coming to earth, and it has to be through his people. Also, if you missed Monday or Tuesday's teaching episodes, we discussed how we as believers in Christ are to think and reason differently from the world, and even differently than we used to do in our flesh before we came to know Christ as Savior and walk with him as Lord. If you missed those or any others, go to our website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. You'll find a read, a watch, and a listen tab that you can find articles, podcasts, and videos. You can go to the Vimeo and Podbean link icons down near the bottom of the homepage, and you'll find all of the videos and podcasts that we have, these and many others. And I pray that they are helpful for you and your walk and your growth as a disciple of Christ. And if so, share them with your family and friends and others. Thank you for doing that. But many that have done that, as well as our book, got our book right there, an icon in the middle of the homepage, and many have shared that, got that, and shared that with others, and I'm so thankful and grateful for that. Also thankful and grateful for your comments and your questions, your encouragement, even your disagreements. You can do that, an email at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. As we wrap up this week's teaching programming, we're going to build on the concepts of thinking and reasoning as we look to what should be the foundation for how disciples of Christ should think about everything. Remember, go back and check it out again, or maybe for the first time, that because we are now to change our way of thinking from the old fleshly thoughts and habits to a new way of reasoning, that until we form the new habits and disciplines, it will likely be uncomfortable. Again, go back and check that out on several previous podcasts and episodes. It may even seem unreasonable, and will be so because it will often completely contradict our natural or old way of thinking. This is a big part of what Scripture portrays as discipleship: dying to self, denying self, decreasing, transforming our lives by renewing our minds, taking thoughts captive. There's a lot of that in Scripture. All of these speak to a complete thought and life change from how our old man or woman used to think and do things to how we are now to reason and follow through with our actions in loving obedience according to Christ's example and God's Word. We can only do this consistently and continually by a change of heart and mind through the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Old Testament, the law, was literally given to us to show us that in our sinful nature, there is no way that we could truly honor God in our hearts, our minds, or our lives. Christ has changed all of that. He fulfilled the covenant, and in so doing, we now can have a heart change, a lifestyle change by his life and his teaching. And it leads us to today's message. Think as Jesus taught. Think as Jesus taught. Again, if you're following along in the devotional booklet or at myutmost.org, we're on May 26th. Now, immediately, I have to add to this title and focus in line with Scripture: think as Jesus taught and act as he lived. You see, when we put our trust, our faith in Christ, we are saying that we believe in what he did in saving us and satisfying all that God required to make us holy and bring us into a relationship in his presence. And along with that faith, we then choose to obey his word, his teachings, and follow the life that he lived. We still have a choice, as Paul often pointed out, but we now have his grace that saved us along with his Spirit inside us so that we can faithfully choose to think like he did, to learn and apply what he taught and live as he did. And the Bible talks about being conformed to his image, living the way he lived. Chambers, in this Devo, uses a very straightforward command in Scripture that we often gloss over and do not take seriously enough, and maybe that's his point, and too often true with much of Scripture, as I've heard many say, and maybe you have as well. I know I have before. Surely God didn't actually mean for us to do it that way or exactly like that. Well, I can honestly say that the more I've read his word and grown in my faith and in obedience, I've found that he means exactly what he says, and I am so much better off when I take him at his word. Here's how Chambers does just that and encourages us to do the same, using this pretty straightforward command, actually really straightforward command: pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Like I said, surely God doesn't want me to crawl around on my knees praying all the time, right? Well, maybe not the crawling around on our knees part, although that's a great posture to take in prayer when you can. But I do think that the continual focus on prayer, what it actually means and how I can continually be in conversation and thought in union as I take everything before the Lord at all times. That is what Holy Spirit is trying to get us to understand, so that we will more fully be able to understand and avail ourselves of this powerful tool and weapon that we talked about a few weeks back, prayer. Also, we have to remember, as Chambers is so strongly pointing out in the title of this Devo, we are to take what Jesus and God's word teaches and apply it continually to our thought and our prayer life, just like Jesus did with the Father. Listen to how he applies this. We think rightly or wrongly about prayer according to the conception we have in our minds of prayer, i.e. how we think about prayer, right? If we think of prayer as the breath in our lungs and the blood from our hearts, we think rightly. The blood flows ceaselessly and breathing continues ceaselessly. We are not conscious of it, but it is always going on. We are not always conscious of Jesus keeping us in perfect joint or connection or union with God, but if we are obeying him, he always is. Prayer is not an exercise. It is a life. It is the life. Beware of anything that stops spontaneous prayer or prayer that is in our thoughts at all times, or what we're dealing with, what we're going through, what's coming next. Pray without ceasing. Keep the childlike habit of impulsive eruption in prayer in your heart to God all the time. Jesus never mentioned unanswered prayer. He had the boundless certainty that prayer is always answered. Have we, by the Spirit, the unspeakable certainty that Jesus had about prayer? Or do we think of the times when God does not seem to have answered prayer? Notice he said, does not seem. And so often in our messages and our scriptures and our preaching and teaching today, are you struggling with the fact that God doesn't answer prayer? And what we're really asking there is, are you really struggling with the fact that God didn't answer the prayer the way you wanted him to? And we should stop doing that. We really should, because as Chambers said and as Jesus said, I know that you always hear me and you always answer. It may not be what we think, but he's got a purpose in that answer. You see, the Bible says everyone that asks receives. We say, but God answers prayer in the best way, not sometimes, but every time. Answers it in the best way, not sometimes, but every time. Although the immediate manifestation of the prayer in the domain in which we want it may not always follow, do we expect God to answer prayer? I'll ask an even more convicting question in line with what I mentioned a moment ago. Are we willing to accept God's always answered prayer, even and especially when those answers don't align with our thoughts, desires, wishes, or goals? This does not mean that he didn't answer, which, as we've already heard, that he always does. It simply means that his ways are higher and better. And in his answer, he is calling us and lifting us up to a place where we not only better understand the answer, but above all, we are getting to know and love him more and more. That is prayer. according to Scripture and why we should think and act as His Word says, and pray without ceasing. Continually lift everything before Him. Chambers goes on, the danger with us is that we want to water down the things that Jesus says. Not just about prayer, but about any and everything in His Word. And there's a lot that doesn't sit right with us, with me. It used to not. It does a whole lot more now. Or it makes sense to us or others in our flesh, in our old nature. You see, we want to water down the things Jesus says and make them mean something in accordance with my thinking, my common sense, what I think you'd like. If it were only common sense, it was not worthwhile for Him to say it. The things Jesus says about prayer, and I'll add many other things, are literally supernatural revelations. Here's some food for thought as we close out today's message. What is true about prayer is true about many things that Jesus said and that we find in His Word. And we must learn to let go, of the natural way of thinking and our own pride and flesh, and begin to see that what He lived and taught goes beyond the natural into His kingdom, the supernatural, beyond nature. Only then can we, by His grace, begin to think according to the way He lived and to what He taught. You see, in His death, His life, His death, His burial, His resurrection, He's done everything and given us everything so that we could do just that. Are you still living in the old way of thinking? Or are you being transformed by the renewing of your mind in line with Him? Romans 12:2. Love in action today. Spend time with God in His Word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the Scriptures in this message. And if you want more, go with John, the Gospel of John, and Psalms. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you as you read and study His Word. Number three, what thoughts and habits are you holding on to that contradict with what Christ taught and how He lived? That's a tough question, isn't it? It is for me. Number four, begin today to renew your mind and your life by aligning your thinking and actions with His Word. Don't miss tomorrow's episode. Family Foundation Friday, as always, is with our co-host and friend, Mr. David Walls. We thank him for joining us and know that you'll be blessed if you listen. So join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do the same, because we're going to hear about biblical worldview and how that should apply to our lives, our marriages, our families, our culture, government, media, education, every part of it. We can't back off. We're called to be a salt and light and minister there. So David has a lot to say about that, just as Adia does, and I'm grateful for both of them being a part of these shows. If you want more, I said before, go to our website, loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. You'll find podcasts, articles, videos there. We've been through that. You'll find our book, the icon right there in the middle of the homepage, and what you need to do to order that or get it. If you want to share it with someone else, as many have done that, I thank you for that. If you'd like to give, there's a give tab near the upper right. Pray about it. If the Lord's leading you, then please follow through. And we're so thankful for a one-time or an ongoing gift. It doesn't take very long at all to do that. So thank you for that. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Yesterday I gave the Cash App. Today, if you would like to mail a donation to us, you can do that at Love and Lordship to 324 Timothy Drive, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.